A deadly U.S. drone attack hits northwestern Pakistan in the middle of the night. At least six people were killed in the assassination drone strike, which occurred near Miran Shah, the main town of the North Waziristan Agency, which is located on the border with Afghanistan. And the U.S. military conducts drone strikes in several Muslim countries, such as Afghanistan and Yemen. Washington claims the strikes target militants, but the facts on the ground show that many civilians are killed in the attacks. Switching over to Washington, joined by Mr. Marvin G. Weinbaum from the Middle East Institute. Thank you so much for being with us. It's getting more and more common that we're reporting either out of Afghanistan or Pakistan about these drone attacks. Tell me what can be done, if anything, to stop the United States from actually carrying out these drone attacks. Of course, the United States says that it is actually tracking militants or terrorists, as they would call them. However, in the middle of this, Pakistan and Afghanistan are saying that there are civilians who are being killed. What can be done?
Well, the truth is that the picture is very unclear at this point, who is being targeted. There undoubtedly have been civilians who have been killed, but at the same time, I think there's enough evidence that there have been, for example, members of the TTP, the Pakistani Taliban, who have been recently killed. So I think it would be wrong to say that every attack has the same signature.
Mr. Weinbaum, with all due respect, even if we're talking about one innocent life, and isn't that one innocent life too many? And who made Washington actually police, judge, and executioner? Why can't they get these people or arrest them if they think that they are guilty of something and actually try them?
Okay. Well, notice that the last attack took place in North Waziristan. North Waziristan is an area which the Pakistan government can't even enter. The Pakistan military has been unwilling or unable to enter that area. It's an area which is, by and large, occupied members of Al-Qaeda, members also of the Pakistan Taliban, who are fighting the Pakistan army. But there's no question here, from a political standpoint, that this is very unpopular. From a military standpoint, it's a much more complicated situation.
And from the legal perspective, international law.
Well, yes, certainly. But the argument is that these are combatants in a war and that they are not innocents. Obviously, any civilian death, any innocent killing here is one too many. I don't think anybody doubts that.
Mr. Weinbaum, with all due respect, the United States is labeling these individuals as insurgents or terrorists. If another country, because right now we know that the United States is threatening Syria, for example, with a war that the majority of the world feel that is actually not justified and probably would label many of the American politicians as terrorists, what would be the United States' reaction if another country would actually operate drones there and take out individuals who they deem as terrorists?
Well, there is an issue of sovereignty here, and that's the political issue. But the reality is that many of the targets, as I say, are actually welcomed by the Pakistan military because the people who are targeted are ones that they themselves are fighting. But from a political standpoint, it's very unpopular. Yes, of course, sovereignty is an issue here.
Okay.
And that's one the U.S. has to deal with.
All right, thank you so much for being with us out of Washington and from the Middle East Institute, Mr. Marvin Weinbaum.